And I'd like to welcome Coach Michael Locke, coach of the Trojan girls basketball team here in Carrollton. And you got in two games this week, and you started the week kind of tough, but you made up for it tonight. Let's talk about your early game on Monday.
Yeah, you know, hats off to Sweet Springs. I don't know, we were real lethargic. We were down a starter. One of my starters got hurt in the first quarter. She did come back, but we just didn't score the ball against Sweet Springs. It was like 26-11 at halftime. We just couldn't get anything going, and we kept shooting ourselves in the foot and turning the ball over and missing what we call bunnies, and I don't know, just very frustrating. Mackenzie Brown did finish the game with 12. Savannah Rinke and Reagan Pearson both had 6. Chloe Locke and Reagan Pearson finished with 4. Jordan Myler had 6. But, you know, it was one of those games, you know, unfortunately you have them, and then you can't wait to get back on the floor. And we were supposed to play Thursday night, but with the weather we didn't get to play. And so we played tonight at Higginsville, and we'll turn around and play them again tomorrow because there's no other place to fit them, unfortunately. But I was really proud of the girls tonight. We came out and hit a shot at the end of the first quarter to go up 10-8. We had a really productive second quarter, but so did they. We outscored them 19-17. So it was a close ball game at half, 29-25, and we were actually tied going into the third to the fourth quarter. And the game was much closer than the score. We ended up beating them 55-41, but like I said, we were tied going into the fourth.
Do you have any flu on your team? I know the boys suffered a loss of their starting center. Have you had a bout of the flu, too?
Yeah, we have. It's kind of went in and out. Some of our kids are battling through it. Racy Lynn Mathis is one of our seniors. She didn't get to play Monday night, but she was back today, and it's always nice to have her on the floor. She doesn't always score a lot of points, but she gets some rebounds for us, and she put in 4 tonight. Mackenzie Brown had 24 for us tonight. Was nice to see. We had a couple young ladies, Allison Pearson, come in off the bench tonight and put in a nice 6 points around the basket. And then Savannah Rinke came in and hit a couple threes in the second quarter to give us 6. So having those 12 points come off the bench tonight's big for us. And we've been a team that's been, you know, just struggling to get out of the 30s. And to put up 55 points tonight, I hope it's something that gets contagious. But, you know, Higginsville's got a good basketball team. They're one of the better teams in our conference for sure. You know, they got a Sadie Cum that does really well. She's their post. She had 16 tonight, and Reagan Craig had 9 on us tonight. So they're a handful, too. Coach does a good job with them over there. We were just fortunate enough to hit a few shots in the fourth quarter when we needed to and hit our free throws down the stretch.
As the season's progressed, how are you feeling about where your team's at this particular time in the fall?
Well, I think it kind of it goes back and forth. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm upset, just because of the way we've played. It's kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but, you know, that's our 11th win of the season, and, you know, hopefully we're not done. We play a lot of games next week. We got 4 games next week, and that's not even counting the one we play on tomorrow. So we've got 5 games in about 7 days, so we got a lot of basketball left because Mother Nature hit us early and it was the only place to fit them. So I told the girls we got 2 choices. We can either mope about it or we can roll up our sleeves and try to do something about it. And I hope they take that mentality, and I think they will.
Just as a thought, has the weather affected your rhythm in practices and with all these cancellations? Does that factor in a year like this?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, it just – you know, do our legs get weary? Are we going to – but we just try to talk about that, and that's just something. If you let it get between your ears, then you'd let it get between your ears. But we talk about staying physically and mentally tough, and I think the fourth quarter when we ran away tonight was a sign of you know, these girls wanting to win. So that's important to me, Donnie, that they step on the floor and they're wanting it. So that's hopefully a step in the right direction.
All right, Mike, I'll let you go. Congratulations on putting a period behind this week, and I hope you have luck tomorrow night against Higginsville and in the rest of the season, and we hope to hear from you next Friday night on the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for your coverage, and we'll visit with you next Friday.